Hello.
Good evening. Hi there. May I speak to Kim?
This is Busy Bee Daycare. Can I help you?
Perhaps you can assist me. See, we are calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions in regards to the Colombo City Council elections. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None.
You are not. Thank you. Let's continue.
No.
And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Very well. Would you like to categorize as gender queer, gender non-conforming?
No. No gender. I won't. I can't deceive one.
No, you had to explain it to me so I can enter the information
What do you have?
Male, female, gender queer, gender non-conforming, non-exclusively male or nor female?
Non-disclosure.
Okay, very well. Let's move on then. And for the statistical purposes, what is the year of your birth, please?
64.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's enter that. And you say you are not Hispanic or Latino, right?
Right.
Thank you. And what is your race, please, for the statistical purposes?
Biracial.
Or white, black, African American, American Indian, Asian, American Indian. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And what is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
My bachelor's.
Bachelor's degree, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Registered to vote.
You're registered to vote, thank you so much.
Yes.
As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide offices, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Chances are 50-50. Would you probably not vote or definitely will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Almost certain then, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied, okay. Below is a list of issues. Please select the three that are most important to you. The issues mentioned here are racial inequity, access to abortion, housing, health care, city budget and spending, education, criminal justice reform, property taxes, crime and violence, jobs in the economy, legalizing marijuana, and transportation. Which three will be the most important to you?
Housing.
Housing?
Abortion.
Abortion, okay.
I'm trying to think on the other one. What else did you say? Housing and abortion?
Let me read some of them. Racial inequity, health care, city budget and spending, education, criminal justice reform, property taxes, crime and violence, jobs in the economy, legalizing
crime and violence.
Crime and violence. Okay. Let's move on. Thank you so much. I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. However, if you don't know or never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. First person is Nancy Day Okauer. Are you
is
familiar
that
with that?
Okauer. I'm sorry, I can't hear. I don't understand your pronunciation.
That's the name of it. Nancy Day Okauer. It's spelled A-C-H-A-U-E-R.
Oh, like a six.
A six? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. And how about Melissa Green? How do you feel about Miss Green?
Probably a six.
Six, okay. Next one is a gentleman, Farhan Jiri.
Pronounce that again.
Farhan Jiri. The first name is spelled differently though, but that's the pronunciation. It's Farxaan. Last name is Jeyte. Are you familiar with that name?
No.
Never? No. Okay. What is your opinion of the Columbus police?
Probably about a 5.
5, okay. No, neither warm nor cold. Very well. The next one, the next gentleman is someone by the name of Andrew Ginther.
Can we start with a 0? Is 0 not good?
No, okay. Yeah, we do have a 0. Very well. How about Zach Klein?
Give me probably about a 4.
4, okay. Chris Wyke.
Chris Wyke. Probably about a 5.
5, okay. Shannon Harding.
5.
5. Louis Gill.
Probably about a 7.
7, all right. Nick Bankston.
I haven't heard of that name. I don't think
Nick Bankston. Last name is spelled V as in boy, A-N-K-S-O-S-T-O-N. Not familiar with the name?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Bankston. Probably about a 5.
A 5, okay. The Columbus City Council. How do you feel about them?
Probably about a 2.
2, okay. Let's go down there then. And a lady by the name of Adrian Hood.
Probably about a 4.
4. And when the last one in this list is Emmanuel Remy.
Oh, probably about a 5.
5 as well. Very well. Let's move on. Thank you so much for your participation. Let's move on. In 2018, the borders of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9. And require them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following come closest to your view, or even if neither is exactly right? First statement says, I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue to work the work they have been doing. Or I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction. Which one is closer to your view?
New people.
New people. Okay. Thank you so much. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Ockauer or Louis Gill?
Louis Gill.
Louis Gill. Okay. Very well. Let's move on. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Probably Remy.
Remy, okay. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Jiri?
Bankston.
Bankston? Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Almost there. Almost there. Let me see where we are. Yes. I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about the candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means you are much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council in November 2023. First statement is about Adrian Hood. Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Surgeon, grandmother, and advocate for the black community. A Columbus native who was raised in Linden, Hood has dedicated her life to public service. since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. Would that information make you more likely or less likely to support Ms. Hood for city council? You can choose a number from 0 to 10.
8.
8. Thank you. Next one is Emmanuel Ramey. Emmanuel Ramey is a Columbus City Council member who served as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Ramey's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around the school, around the schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and creating new jobs. During his time in City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. Does that information make you more likely or less likely to support Mr. Remy for city council? Please choose a number between
10 and 10.
Probably more.
7.
Like a 7, very well. Almost done, ma'am. Thank you for your help and your patience. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds. Sometimes they don't. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
I'm sorry, read the question over.
Yeah, sometimes in service like this, people change their minds. And sometimes they don't. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Ramey or Adrian Hood?
I'm not sure.
Oh, and would you say you will lean towards Mr. Ramey, or would you lean towards Adrian Hood at this point, if you cannot make up your mind at this point?
I can't make up my mind.
All right, undecided then. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very well. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you some statement that people might make about candidates running for Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the candidate. 0 means you are much less likely to vote for a candidate for City Council in November 2023. Luis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant. With experience as a small business owner, since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city, and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. Does that information make you more likely or less likely to support Mr. Lewis for City Council?
Probably an 8.
An 8, very well. Almost done, man. Thank you so much. Let's talk about Nancy Day Elkhauer. Nancy Day Elkhauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and healthcare, and to advocate for marginalized communities. Does that information make you more or less likely to support Ms. Nancy Day Elkhauer?
More likely.
What number would you give her from 0 to 10?
Probably about a 7.
7, very well. And just one more pair so we can move on and start wrapping things up. Sometimes in service like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. If the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Elkhauer or Luis Gill? Hello?